Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
Good evening to you, Minister Michael McGrath, Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform.
Hi, Philip. Good evening to you too.
We have an awful lot to try and get through here and not a huge amount of time to do it in. Okay. So can we just jump straight in, please, to dealing with your stimulus package? Why reduce the pandemic unemployment payment in this 50 euro slices? Because you're not going to be able to encourage people back into jobs that don't exist any longer, and you would be getting a fair slice of that money back anyway because it was going to be spent on staples.
Yeah, the pandemic unemployment payment, when it was introduced, was an emergency response to the fact that so many people, hundreds of thousands of people, were losing their job literally overnight. But there remain over 200,000 people who are on the old job seeker system. Many of those people lost their job in January, in February, and even in the first half of March of this year. And they continue to receive an adult rate payment of just 203 euros. The number of people on the pandemic payment has fallen from a peak of almost 600,000 people to about 310,000 now, and it is falling quite quickly. In tandem with the changes that we have announced to the pandemic unemployment payment, we have set out a commitment to invest about 200 million euro in about 75,000 places in labour activation, training, education, back to work enterprise. Prize allowance, back to education schemes.
Okay, we know what the what is, Minister, but what I'm trying to get at is the why. Why take this money from them now?
Well, it is a gradual move towards normalising the supports that are there for people who are on job seekers, whether you call it job seekers allowance or benefit or the pandemic unemployment payment. I mean, whether you lost your job in the first half of March or the second half of March, the impact on you and your family is the same. And you are not currently treated the same. And we are currently planning to move gradually over a period of time where people are going to be treated equally. But more importantly of all, we want to help those people who unfortunately lost their job through absolutely no fault of their own to return to work. And we're going to give them the tools and the opportunities to do that. And we're also giving the supports to the businesses to ensure that they can survive and be the employers of those people. And many of those people on the PUP payment, we are hoping will now rejoin employment under the wage subsidy scheme, because the wage subsidy scheme is now reopened for people who may have lost their job, you know, after the end of February.
The VAT reduction was somewhat unexpected. Why did you move on that and not move on the lower rate to help the services sector?
So I think we have a very strong package overall in relation to the tourism and hospitality sector. But when we were looking at this, we took the view that, you know, the higher rate of VAT, or the standard rate as it's called, at 23% is very high. It has a very wide application across a range of different sectors, including the retail sector, you know, clothing and footwear for adults, hardware, for example, you know, computers, right across the board. And we felt that this would be a really important boost both for the retail sector but for consumers as well. And it's a very progressive change in that sense, because the burden of the standard rate of VAT is actually felt most by those who are on lower incomes. So it will be an important boost, we believe, for consumers but also for the sectors that are directly selling goods to individuals.
But the businesses say what we actually need now is a cash injection to help us deal with our debt burden. And what the governor of the central bank says was, look, this is just too blunt an instrument, because everybody will benefit, and you, when what's needed right now is targeted injections of cash.
Yeah, and we are doing the targeted injections too, and that is really important. And we are making available now an extra 300 million euro for the business restart grant. So the grant will now be increased up to 25,000 euro, and the eligibility criteria is being widened. So,
and if you availed of it before, will you be able to avail of it again?
Yes, you will, but the combined benefit will now be 25,000 euro. It was capped at 10,000. So if you got 10,000 previously, you will now get a further 15. 15 to give you to the maximum benefit of 25. And in addition, we are giving, you know, a widespread waiver in relation to commercial rates, apart from very large ratepayers. But everybody else is getting a 100% waiver for the period March right through to the end of September, so for half the year. And we will review that position again in a number of months' time. So that's a really important support for many businesses as well. So we're and we're giving the certainty in relation to the wage subsidy scheme, extending it through to the end of March, and giving those direct supports by way of the grants and also the commercial rates waiver and a number of other measures, providing, as you know, the credit guarantee scheme, €2 billion. The state is stepping in to say that it will guarantee 80% of the loans given out by banks under that scheme. And there's a risk there for the state, but our view is that it's a risk worth taking, because we have to get cash injected into the economy to protect jobs and to help businesses survive and weather this storm and hopefully be able to take more people back on.
The staycation rebate sounds like it is going to be cumbersome, that it's going to be choked in red tape. And Sinn Féin are pointing out that there's a million citizens, including carers and pensioners, who don't pay tax, who aren't going to be able to avail of it.
I don't accept that. I think it is going to be quite user friendly, and you know the benefit is capped at a total of €250 as the cash benefit for a couple, or €125 for an individual. It doesn't mean you have to go away for a weekend to avail of it. If a couple go out for lunch and spend €50, they get €10 back. In simple terms, that is how it works. And while it is administered through the income tax code, if somebody doesn't have an income tax liability but has a universal social charge liability, then they too can claim the benefit under
this. But where somebody is PAYE, are they going to have to register with Ross, photograph receipts, submit them with the claim? I mean, it's quite likely that an awful lot of potential claims are just going to fall by the wayside.
Well, we're going to make it as user-friendly as possible, and Minister Donoghue and the Revenue Commissioners will outline the details of exactly how that will operate. But, you know, the Revenue Commissioners, I have to say, have played such a positive role in the handling of this crisis so far. They were instrumental in the setting up of the wage subsidy scheme and the administration of it, and I have no doubt that they have the capability and competence to put in place a user-friendly scheme that will be of benefit, and it is targeted.
And introduce it now? Now is when the hospitality sector say they need it, not 5 weeks from now.
Yeah, because of the very question that you asked a few moments ago, it will take a number of weeks to get this up and running, because there will be technology required in order to do it, and to get those systems in place will take a number of weeks, but it will be done, and it will coincide with a period when the hotel and hospitality sector and restaurants generally are quieter, okay. And that is when they will need that support more than I think they need it in the month of August, to be honest.
Michael McGrath, Minister for Public Expenditure and Reform. Thank you very much for joining us.